السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، كل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، في برنامجنا التوعوي الدين الحق، والذي نعالج من خلاله جملة من أخطاء المسلمين في العقيدة والمنهج والسلوك والفهم والمعاملة، ومن ذلك ما يكون من أخطاء في ضرب من عبادة الصيام، ألا وهو الصيام شهر الله الحرام، وما فيه من صيام عاشوراء، وما شاع حوله من بدع وطقوس دينية باطلة ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان. أما عاشوراء فنسبة إلى أنه اليوم العاشر من المحرم، وأبعد من قال بأنه التاسع وحده، وأبعد أكثر منه من قال أنه إنما سمي بعاشوراء لكون أحداث عشرة وقعت فيه. أيها الناس، ليعلم جيدا أن صيام يوم عاشوراء ليس اليهود هم أول من صامه، بل قد ثبت عند البخاري ومسلم عن عروة عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن قريشا كانت تصوم عاشوراء في الجاهلية، ثم أمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بصيامه حتى فرض رمضان، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من شاء فليصمه ومن شاء فليفطره. ولكنه لم يفرض إلا في العام الذي هاجر فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، كما جاء عند البخاري ومسلم من حديث ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنه قال: قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة فرأى اليهود تصوم يوم عاشوراء، فقال: ما هذا؟ قالوا: هذا يوم صالح نجى الله فيه بني إسرائيل من عدوهم فصامه موسى. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: فأنا أحق بموسى منكم، فصامه وأمر بصيامه. وكما في حديث سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله عنه عند البخاري ومسلم أنه قال: أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا من أسلم أن أذن في الناس أن من كان أكل فليصم بقية يومه، ومن لم يكن أكل فليصم، فإن اليوم يوم عاشوراء. فلما كان العام الثاني فرض صيام رمضان ونسخ فرض صيام عاشوراء. وكما في حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه دخل عليه الأشعث بن قيس حين يتغدى في وقت الظهيرة، فقال اليوم، قال عبد الله: كان يصام قبل أن ينزل رمضان، فلما نزل تلك أدن فكل. وبالرغم من نسخ فرض صوم عاشوراء، إلا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد حرض على صومه، كما يقول الصحابي الجليل أبو قتادة رضي الله تعالى عنه في صفة صوم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث طويل منه، أنه قال وسئل عن صوم يوم عاشوراء فقال: يكفر السنة الماضية. وفي رواية: صيام يوم عاشوراء أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله، أخرجه مسلم في صحيحه. وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم من شأنه أنه يحب موافقة أهل الكتاب إلا فيما أمر بمخالفتهم فيه، فلذلك صام عاشوراء وحده 10 سنين موافقة لأهل الكتاب، حتى إذا كان في السنة العاشرة وبعد العاشر من المحرم قيل له صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن يوم عاشوراء يوم تعظمه اليهود والنصارى. قال: فإذا كان العام المقبل إن شاء الله صم اليوم التاسع. وفي رواية: لئن بقيت إلى قابل لأصومن التاسع، أخرجه مسلم. وهذا هو أفضل الصيام فيه، ويليه في الأفضلية أن يصام العاشر والحادي عشر انضماما إليه، ثم يلي ذلك العاشر وحده. أما صيام يوم قبله ويوم بعده فإن الحديث الوارد فيه لم يصح من طريق، لذا فإن صيام 3 أيام على أنه الأكمل والأفضل في صيام عاشوراء أمر مخالف للحقيقة، وهو خطأ بين اعتمد فيه على حديث لم يثبت سنده. ولذلك فإن الأفضل في صيامه هو 9 والـ10، وهو يوافق يوم غد السبت من هذا العام، عام 31,400 من الهجرة النبوية، فيكون يوم غد السبت هو 9 من المحرم، ثم يليه يوم 10. فمن شاء أن يصوم اليوم الذي يليه على أنه يوم 2، يوم يستحب فيه الصيام، فلا بأس ولا ضير. وأما أن يصام على وجه أن هذا هو أفضل الصيام، صيام 3 أيام بنية عاشوراء، فإن هذا مخالف لما دلت عليه النصوص. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. على العباد أسباب سموهم وأرسل إليهم رسلا تدلهم إلى سبيل ربهم، وختمهم بمحمد الذي جعله في الإسراء إمامهم وفي السماء شفيعهم، فصلى الله عليه وعلى جميع إخوانه من الأنبياء والمرسلين، وعلى جميع آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعلى أصحابه الغر الميامين، وعلى من كان لهم من المحبين التابعين، وسلم تسليما كثيرا كبيرا مزيدا متصلا واصلا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون اعلموا بارك الله فيكم أنه لا يصح شيء من فضائل عاشوراء غير ما سمعتم، لا في فضل التوسعة على العيال في هذا اليوم، ولا في تخصيص ليله بقيام، بل ولا كما تفعله بعض الطوائف المنحرفة من إظهار الحزن والمآتم فيه بضرب صدورهم وجرح رؤوسهم وظهورهم، ولا بصياحهم وعويلهم، وما ذلك إلا من قبيل البدعة والضلالة التي حذرناها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، والتي استخف بها الشيطان عقول أوليائه نعوذ بالله من شره. ألا واعلموا عباد الله أن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه، وثنى به ملائكته المسبحين بقدسه، وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل حكيم وآمن عليم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. فاللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك وأنعم على نبينا وحبيبنا وسيدنا محمد صاحب الحوض والشفاعة، الآمر بنهج السنة والجماعة، من منمت عليه باللواء المعقود والحوض المورود. اللهم إنا نسألك بحبنا نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، إلا هديت قلوبنا وشرحت صدورنا وأزلت همومنا وكشفت غمومنا وشفيت مريضنا وألفت بين قلوبنا وكفيتنا ورقيتنا ورحمتنا وهديتنا وآويتنا، ومن كل خير بيديك آتيتنا، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم عجل بإخماد فتنة الحوث، رد عنا كيد الكائدين، واخذل عدونا ومن بالشر أرادنا، وانصر ولي أمرنا، وخذ بناصيتي لما فيه عز الإسلام وعزنا، وأيده بتأييدك، وارزقه البطانة الصالحة التي تدله على الخير وتعينه عليه، واجعل اللهم هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا سخاء رخاء وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم أنزل علينا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين، اللهم أنزل علينا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين، اللهم أنزل علينا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين، اللهم اجعله سقيا رحمة لا سقيا عذاب ولا بلاء ولا هدم ولا غرق، اللهم واجعله على رؤوس الجبال ومنابت الزرع ومحاضن السيول، واجعله اللهم متاعا للبلاد وبلاغا للحاضر والباد، واحي اللهم به البلاد والعباد. عباد الله، إن الله يأمركم يا عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. Allah. جميل شاهد are mistakes which occur on one particular worship, which is fasting, and fasting in the month of Allah, which is called Muharram, the first month on the Hijra calendar. And particularly on the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. And we are going to speak about what's been spread around this day from whatsoever is considered an innovation, a religious practice which is false and not related to the religion that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. Really, Ashura has got this name, meaning the 10th of Muharram has got this name, Ashura, because it is the 10th, and in Arabic it is Al-Ashir. So they call it Ashura to be emphasized. And once the word Ashura is mentioned, it does mean only one particular day, which is the 10th of Muharram, but not any 10th of any month. Whoever says that this day, this name, Ashura, means the 9th of Muharram, is mistaken. And whoever says that it is called Ashura because there were 10 major incidents occur on this day, is also wrong. And the only reason it is called Ashura is that it is the 10th of Muharram, the month of Muharram. O Muslims, it must be well understood that the Yahud, the Jews, are not the first ones, nor they were the only ones who used to fast this day. As it is reported in Bukhari and Muslim, and the two books of Bukhari and Muslim, on the account of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who said that Quraysh used to fast Ashura during the time of Jahiliyyah, the time of arrogance. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the Muslims to fast it until when it was obligatory to fast Ramadan, which abrogated the obligation of fasting Ashura. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wishes to fast it, whoever wishes to fast during the day of Ashura, let him begin to fast. And whoever wishes not to fast, then let him not to fast. Meaning there is no sin. But there is a reward for fasting the day of Ashura. This day was made obligatory to fast, and in the first year of Hijra, when first the Prophet ﷺ migrated and arrived to Medina. As in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim in the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, who says that the Prophet ﷺ approached Medina and he found the Yahud, the Jew, fasting on the day of Ashura. And he asked, what is this day that you are fasting? They said, this is a good day in which Allah Ta'ala survived the children of Israel, meaning Yaqub alayhi salam, from their enemy, meaning Fir'aun. So Musa fasted this day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, well, I have more rights with Musa than you. So he fasted it, and he commanded all Muslims to fast it. And as in the hadith of Salam ibn al-Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as reported by Bukhari and Muslim, Who said when Salama, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded a man from Aslam, his people, his tribe, to go and call, to go and declare to everyone the command of fasting this day. He said, call the people and tell them, whoever has already eaten anything this morning, let him to hold of eating and drinking the rest of the day. And whoever did not, let him now not to eat until the sunset, as it is the day of Ashura. But when it was the next year, the second year of Hijrah, when Ramadan was made obligatory to be fasted, and the fasting of Ashura was obligated, as in the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that one day he was taking his lunch when a man called Al-Ash'ath ibn Qais, Al-Ash'ath the son of Qais, came to see and he found him eating. So he said, it is Ashura, wondering that Abdullah bin Mas'ud is eating. Abdullah bin Mas'ud responded saying, it used to be fasted before Ramadan was made obligatory to be fasted. And when Ramadan, day of the 10th of Muharram, was left away, meaning it wasn't then obligatory, but it was obligated. And then he said to him, come and eat. That the Messenger of Allah was asked by someone about fasting the saying, it is a cause of forgiveness of the past year, meaning the sins of the past year, past 1 year. In other hadith, in other narration of this hadith, he said, صيام أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله. Fasting on the day of Ashura, I hope that Allah Ta'ala forgives because of it, the year prior to it. We have just fasted the day of Arafah, which as in the hadith, and the coming year. So, if one coming year just to forgive it, so why we need today to forgive? We say, first of all, you might have committed sins that covers the record of 1 year in these few days. So you need to remove them, first. Second, it is well understood in the Sharia that if you do anything which you seek with the forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, it's considered to be a worship itself. and the worship you are rewarded for. So if this day of fasting doesn't, we'll assume, which is impossible, doesn't find any sin to remove, then it would be kept for you as hasanah, as a reward. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Except for those who repent and believe and do good deeds and righteous deeds, then Allah Ta'ala will change, all their sins into حَسَنَاتٍ. So the sins you committed because of your repentance going to be changed to hasanat. Now, do you want the sins of past year to be forgiven or changed to hasanat? If you want them to be forgiven, then you can't say that. But you want them to be changed to hasanat. You want the credit of your hasanat to increase. You don't only want the record of sayyi'at to be decreased. Now, the Muslim should not only worry about that, but should also worry about the increase of the hasanah. Because as heavy records of hasanah you have, as higher you go in the Jannah. So it will elevate you. It's a kind of balancing. So if the hasanat records well, then it goes up. And what will happen with you? You go down, down, down until you come out of the Jannah and then you get to the Father. And as new life hasanat records you have, as deep you go in the fire. Because with you now, the records of sins. So any single sin would be considered heavy. So you need to remove it. And not only that, you need to replace it with a reward of hasanat. So you have to put this in mind. So we don't want anyone later on to come up and say, why? As we hear all these, many like these things, which we are going, inshallah, to talk about and speak about and treat in the coming Fridays. I'm planning for a long-term Fridays of rectifying mistakes and correcting them. Like so many people, for example, I intentionally today seek for rain. Because I keep hearing from people saying that they don't want rain. They used to have a rain every year. We never had a flood. And this flood now, either because of our sins, and this is a warning, because it took only one small portion of Jeddah, not the whole Jeddah. So it's a kind of alarm. And not only for the people of Jeddah, but for all Muslims. This could have happened anywhere. But because people do not link whatsoever occurs of the crisis to their sins, they never link it to that. So I say, we hear people saying that they don't want rain because the roofs leaking, the roads flooded, the drainage system, rain system in the city is blocked, the sewage lines flooded out. All these things that they say, and these are true facts, but why? And why only you? Are there any cities poorer than this? And even the rich ones. Look to the very advanced country, America, and what happens every year there. And when they get rid of the storms, hurricanes, and whatsoever, Allah Ta'ala attacks them in snow. So you cannot escape. You only need to submit to your Lord. You only need to admit your mistakes. You only need to seek the forgiveness from Allah, from your Lord. That's the only thing you need to do, very simple. Say, oh Allah, I am guilty. I seek your forgiveness. I promise to be your very obedient slave. And honestly, don't get saved because you can do that, you can trick people, but you cannot trick Allah. Allah knows what is in your heart, what is in your mind. What are you thinking about? Return back to Allah. That's it. And remember that we see so. We seek for rain as I said in the khutbah when I seek for rain. Oh Allah, we want rain which would not be a cause of destruction of this city. Nor it be a disturbance to us. But it be a sign of mercy. When it comes, we all be happy and we all go out for picnic and we enjoy it. But yes, when it rains very heavily, we all run to find a shelter. And sometimes you cannot run. So, the rain is coming. Some stupid people saying, and I knew they are really stupid. They say they did not seek for rain. And Tamun, when they saw the clouds, they said, MashaAllah, this is good. Be merciful with us. Forgive us. Don't punish us for our sins. Allah likes that from us. Allah likes that from us. And Alhamdulillah, we are in a country which is ruled by Muslim rulers, which they call for this sunnah, which you don't see it implemented elsewhere in the world except here. Elsewhere in the world, seeking for rain is not being practiced no more, except here. And some stupid people, they say that the king of Saudi Arabia knows how to make it a rain of destruction, a rain of flood. But we ask him to make it a rain of mercy. So this is in between the letters, just to correct one mistake that we are coming, inshallah, in one per day to speak more about. So I said that in regard to Ashura, Ali sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to like to adhere in his acts of worship the Jews, the people of scripture, the Jews and the Christians. He used to, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim, as in the hadith, la, that is the hadith. As in the hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ, that Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, that the Prophet ﷺ used to like to adhere the, in his worship, the way of the people of scripture. Except for what he is commanded to oppose them and distinguish himself from them and dispute them. When he came to Medina, he found the Yahud fasting this day. He used to fast in Quraysh, knowing nothing about it. But this is what Quraysh used to do. So he used to fast. But because Quraysh are idolaters and they are not people of structure, when he came to Medina and found the Yahud fasting it, he was happy. And so he adhered them. And he continued like that for 10 years. Or, in fact, to be specific, 9 years, because he reached Medina on Rabi' al-Awwal. Muharram was fast already. Maybe he was told about the Ashura and the Yahud fasting it, but he continued after that fasting it until the 10th of Hijrah, the 10th year of Hijrah. When he finished fasting Ashura, he was told, as in the hadith reported by Muslim and the authority, he was told, as in the hadith of Imam Muslim, he was told that it is the day in which the Yahud respect as a religious day. Yahud and Nasara. The Yahud, the Jews and the Christians. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, if it is the next year, which would be the 11th of Hijrah calendar, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. If it is, it would be the 12th. The 12th, because he died, he passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal, year 11. Because year 10, he performed Hajj. Year 10, he performed Hajj. Year 11, he passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he fasted that year, Ashura. And then he was told about that, then he said, if I be alive in the coming year, I will fast the 9th and 10th. I'll fast the 9th, meaning adding it to the 10th. And then, so the best way of fasting Ashura is to fast the 9th and the 10th. The 9th and the 10th. The second is to fast the 10th and 11th. The second is to fast the 10th and 11th. The third is to fast the 10th alone. But the hadith which includes three of them is a weak hadith. So we should not get use of it, because it is weak hadith. Now, the second thing that we want to emphasize in here, although Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala and many other ulama followed him on that, he chooses that best fasting of Ashura and 3 days in row, 9, 10, and 11. But depending on the hadith, which most of the ulama hadith said it is weak, if not. There is an opinion for some of the ulama that Saturday not to be fasted except with what is obligatory upon you. This opinion is not the best to be chosen. For many other hadith, yes, this opinion is depending on the hadith, and the hadith is sahih. حديث عبد الله بن بصر لا تصوم السبت إلا فيما افترض عليكم ولو لم يجد أحدكم إلا لحى شجر أو ورق عنب فليأكله. Do not fast on Saturday except what is obligatory upon you. And if one of you does not find nothing to eat or drink except the استقلون the trunk the what? Fine leaf and the ashajar, the skin of the trunk. What do you call that? Who's the farmer? Huh? Far? Far of the tree. The tree? Park. The park. Bark. Okay. Now, we have only one guy in Arabic, we have two. That's the problem. Hey, which one? The first of the problem or the second of the problem? You understand? Problem has two jobs. Okay. Hey. So, this hadith is authentic as a chain of narration. But as many ulama say, it is abrogated by many different hadith. Then the hadith of Umm Salam and many, many others. That he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast. In one month, Thursday, Sunday, Monday. And in the other month, he used to fast. And in many other hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted during certain days. So the opinion of no fasting Saturday is except with what is obligatory is not the proper opinion, and the ruling on this hadith is abrogated by many different hadith. Now, but if one doesn't want to fast Saturday, he still can fast Sunday. Which is the 10th. And no doubt on that it is the 10th. Now, if one wishes to fast this year, particularly this year, 3 days, which is the 9th Saturday and the 10th Sunday, which are the fasting related to Ashura, and then he wants to fast the following day, which is Monday, because it is the day in which Rasulullah used to fast, then no problem with this intention. But to fast in three of them in row with the intention to fast the best type of Ashura, then it is wrong. It is wrong. Because as we said, that the hadith of 3 days together is not sahih. It's not hadith sahih. And then in the second khutbah, I praise Allah, the one who guided the people to the causes of their elevation, and he sent them messengers to guide them to their Lord, and he ended these messengers and sealed them with Muhammad who he made him the imam of all the prophets and messengers in the journey of Isra, and he made him to be the only intercessor on the day of resurrection. in order to begin then the judgment. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and all of his brothers of the prophets and messengers and all of his family, the people of goodness and chastity, and all of his companions, the people of righteousness, and all of those who love them and follow them. And may Allah's very much peace be upon them until the day of resurrection. Afterwards, all Muslims, know, may Allah bless you, that there is nothing of the merits of Ashura, of what has been spreaded, is authentic other than what we mentioned to you, what we clarified to you earlier. Everything else is not authentic. Not only that, everything else is an innovation. The like of the hadith which says, on the day of Ashura, you expand the pleasure of your family. This is not a hadith, it is a lie, it is a false hadith. It is a lie. The ulama of hadith consider it a lie. They said on the Prophet ﷺ that he said it, but he didn't. And as well as celebrating the night of Ashura, like tomorrow night. This is also an innovation, and the hadith is a lie. The hadith of that is a lie. There is no hadith on that issue. Know what the deviant sects do on that day of hitting their chest with their hands, hitting their foreheads with the swords, and hitting their backs with clothes, or walking on burning coal, or doing whatsoever other, as they call it, religious rituals. All these are innovations, and these displeases Allah, but does not please Him. And the like of crying and saying many things, gathering and saying many things, as you may see these days on the TV channels of the Rafida, which they call themselves Shia, falsely, you will see many false and wrong practices of that. So these are all mistakes and wrong, and after that I have subjugated Allah Ta'ala to send the victory down on the Sunni, the Muslims who are fighting the Rafidis in the south of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the north of Yemen. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to protect the Muslim Ummah and the Muslim leaders and give them guidance to what honor Islam and the Muslims. Wallahu A'lam, wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. If there is any question related to the subject. Tabba. Yes. No, there is no need for it. There is Ashura, and the day before it called Tashu'a. But the Arabs do not call the day before it Tamuna, nor Satu'a, nor Sadusa. No. It is only Ashura, and before it Tashu'a. And what is after it? They don't call it Hadi Ashura. They don't call it like that. It's only, in this way of pronunciation, only the 10th, which is Ashura, from the word Ashur,
أن تسعى في ظهور تاسع. نعم نعم من السلام. لا this is not ناسخ من الصحف. It does not go for the يعني abrogation. No. This hadith one day before and one day after. This hadith the chain of narration is ضعيف. ضعيف. There is other one which is strong, authentic. One day before or one day after. This is hadith sahih. All the ulama agree that this is sahih. No. أنا صبر أنت. Okay, جيد. جزاك الله خير. The beginning of Shia, how were they found? How is this madhab sect found? الله تعالى said وجعلنا لكل نبي عدوا شياطين الإنس والجن. We have assigned for every prophet enemies from jinn and mankind. يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا. Other beautiful speech. To make them feel that they are of righteousness. These enemies of the first prophet, Adam alayhi salam, in form of the shaitan, Iblis, who was jealous why they are given this high position, although he also was allowed to be in the Jannah. But he was in the lower rank. So he did not like that. So he worked on deceiving Adam and Eve and Hawa to bring them out of the Jannah. Even if the price is him being cursed, he did not care. And so many of the shayateen of the jinn and mankind today doing the same thing. Nuh alayhi salam came, the same thing, Adam, Ibrahim, Idris, Salih, Hud, all these prophets and messengers. Until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. And before him you know that the Yahud, the Jew, killed many of their prophets. Many. And they tried to kill Isa alayhi salam, but when he was raised to the heaven, they missed the light. So they found it, and they came and settled in Medina, willing
that the prophet of the last prophet be from them, not in Medina. What happened is when the Prophet ﷺ was sent, they started making the building up the hatred and enmity around him. And before Musa ﷺ migrated to Medina, they made light to Quraysh, who came to them and asked them, saying that, "You are people of scripture. Tell us if this man is right or wrong." He said, "He is like you, he's a man of scripture." They said, "No, he is not right. And you guys, the idolaters, the idol worshippers, are right." And they made this lie only because they want to defeat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he came out of Arab, not Arab. Later on, they tried to kill him. They had the obligation with him not to fight against him, but they went and had an agreement with Quraysh to be Quraysh from outside Medina, and they are from the inside Medina, in the Battle of Khandaq, the Trench Al-Ahzab. And so on, so on, so on, they broke all the oaths and promises. And since the Prophet ﷺ died, basically, so they sent for some Jew of Arabs, a man from Yemen, his father is Jew and his mother is Yemeni. And when you say Yemeni, it does not mean she was Muslim too. So he came to Medina and he showed people that he embraced Islam. And he showed his kindness and, you know, nice character and this, till people get attracted with it. So he cheated them and deceived them. And he went to Iraq and he took some of the people who are less educated in Islam and he tricked them, made them understand that Ali is the God, is Allah. And then he came with them to Ali in Iraq, when Ali was in Iraq. And they said to him, to Ali, that we believe that you are Allah. So Ali warned them of this thing, and then he said, "I will dig a big hole and put a fire on, and through you in evidence, stop this." Abdullah ibn Saba, this Yahudi, said to them, "See, this is the proof. Who in the Quran brings the fire? It is Allah. See, he is going to bring in the fire. He is Allah." Now he made them understand that this is a kind of test. It's a test you have to defer. If you say, "Oh, we believe you are not Allah," then you get angry and then you burn you indeed. But if you continue saying that he is Allah, he at the end will tell you that you passed the test very successfully, go to the Jannah. So those foolish people believed him. And later on, this kind of, he was about to kill him, Abdullah bin Saba ran away, and he chased him, but Abdullah bin Abbas and some other Sahaba held Ali and they said, no, don't follow them. Leave them. And subhanAllah, this is for what Allah decreed. Otherwise, maybe if you had killed him, this fitna would stop. But Allah Ta'ala wanted this fitna to exist in order to see who are the real believers and who are the liars. And from then, they started doing these things. They started doing these things. Allahu A'lam. Right. خلاص نبدأ إن شاء الله الدرس تفضل